Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann, Nine, Paige, Fat Boy. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Display your dirty underwear,
and we might read it on the air.
The Rise Guys mail sack.
That big old sack, tickle it.
Thank you. The Rise Guys at AOL.com. That is how you can email us at any time. Except right now. Don't do it right now because it'll.
No.
I know some of you going to do it just to be dickheads and jerks about it, but don't.
Yeah.
Because it'll throw off. Then, you know, we're just now responding to them.
No last minute hop ins.
Right.
I wait.
Only during commercial breaks are you allowed to email us on Mondays. Mm-hmm. Not because I'm very distracted. Okay. We'll start off this one. Actually, you know what? I'm not showing any preferential treatment. I'm going to just draw one at random.
How do I know that wasn't the one you were going to do?
Well, I did promise the one, but I'll make sure I get to this one. Okay. This is addressed just to Fat Boy, but it's because Fat Boy is the curator of the mail sack. Fat Boy, get Matthew to check crypto markets every morning. I love to hear his genuine reaction live. It's funny. I diddle a little bit with him now. I think he meant dabble. I'm sure he meant dabble. He says he diddles a little bit with him now. Not as much as he did during COVID-19. Love the show, Geoffre. He's one of those. Geoffre. But,
I don't know if we want that to happen during the show, to be honest with you. Plus, I didn't even look over the entire weekend. I'm not spread out over a bunch, though. I got a couple.
I have an issue with his parents spelling his name that way. I can't get past it.
Geoffre?
Were they big fans of Toys R Us? I mean, like Jeff Bodine, and my house was Goof Bodine because he spelled his name G-E-O-F-F.
Yeah.
Goof.
It's hard to beat Joffrey and change it to Jeff.
Joffrey.
He's Joff Bodine.
He's Joffrey. Joffrey.
Yeah, he's Joff Bodine.
Come on, man. It's family name. All right, Joffrey.
Joffrey.
What a name.
I'll do it live now. I have not looked today. I've looked.
Oh, no. Weekend.
Oh, no.
No, I haven't looked. I'm worried. I'm nervous.
Is it gonna make you sad?
I haven't looked. I don't know anything.
This is what I tell myself. You only lose money if you sell it.
Mm-hmm.
So technically, I haven't lost anything. Okay. All right, here we go.
That's good.
Well, I mean, like, you see the arc, though. I mean, we were going downhill fast.
So it's increasing. That's good.
From bottling bottom and out.
Need an influencer to tout some of those a little.
Just under this, nobody can explain this to me. I mean, you can, but I probably won't be cognitive of what you're saying. But how does the fact, this is going to lead to another email we're going to get to, but how does a chance of going to war in the Middle East have any kind of bearing on that?
I don't know. To me,
it would be the opposite of, no?
It's weird how it's unregulated and it's so volatile like that. The only thing I can even think of is, you know, people secretly use it so much that, well, the halving, has it halved yet? Has the halving happened yet? It's supposed to be soon.
The halving happened, no.
Okay. Well, it's coming up if it hasn't
That will be
yet.
Soon.
Not good either.
People aren't going to mine as much.
I make X amount of dollars now compared to what you did 5 years ago. But then it's not an increase of salary based on what the cost of living is now.
Yeah, most people make less money than they did 5 years ago.
That's a question on the tax return. That's hilarious. Do you have any crypto holdings anywhere?
Of course.
Like, I don't know. I've never heard of it.
Oh, man.
You mean we got grave plots?
I love how the U.S. dollars on there is a crypto.
Oh, yeah. Let's look at that just for fun. So the U.S. made their own crypto, but they're like, no, you can't do that. Okay, well, we're going to make our own. And right now, it's at negative 0.2%. So it's worth $1.00007. But the other day I looked at it, it was at 99.6. So if you had like $1 million, you could have made 4 cents on each one.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be worth $1.
Yeah.
Until it's not.
Yeah. That's funny, but
it's like they're not printing it as much now, but they're now making it out of nothing.
Yeah.
That's a nice trick. I didn't want you to pay taxes on unregulated currencies that aren't even of this country.
Did you get anything in the mail?
Oh.
All right. Thanks, Joffrey. Maybe we'll do that from time to time.
Geoff.
Joffrey. Okay. The one that I'll do the one that I told you had me laughing. And it did. I was just in a real good mood. Rise, guys, you talked about pranks that you could take back on the other day's show. Well, I got one that ended a friendship between me and my buddy. He was lighting farts for his TikTok, trying to go viral.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
We were outside when he was doing it.
Yep.
Well, guess who was grilling at the same time? Damn me.
Damn you.
This says ASO. I think they meant also, or they could have been doing talk to text and calling him a bad word.
Yeah.
Soon as my buddy lit his fart, I shot some lighter fluid near his crotch, and it ended up burning him real bad on his nuts. He was irate at me.
He was irate.
Let me just read the. I love this. Soon as my buddy lit his fart, I shot some lighter fluid near his crotch, and it ended up burning him pretty bad on his nuts.
Good timing.
He was irate.
He was irate.
My nuts.
He left, and that was a year ago, and we haven't talked. He did try to send me a bill, though, for burning his nuts, I guess. Oh, well, at this point in my life, we good if we don't talk again. We had a good run. Play stupid games, win stupid prizes, I say. P1 spatula, like Dracula, a.k.a. I want to grill your meats.
What? What the hell? That's not real.
Look, you look at the headers at the top. It's a real email. Real. Somebody on Outlook.
Oh, my God.
He burned his nuts.
He burned him right when he lit it. And he's trying to do it on TikTok.
Are you surprised that the rate people are so willing to let go of other people at this point? Like, okay, if you don't like it, piss off. Man, we've been buddies for 20 years. I don't care. Bye. We don't have to see each other again.
I mean, that happens with, you know, growing older, the whole thing. I used to think it was very depressing to see that whole meme about, as you get older, your circle gets smaller, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. And I was like, no.
But it's true.
It is.
Oh. It happens with women. They'll fight and be passive aggressive about it, and then they'll get together.
They have to go back to 30 for that.
They'll get together and take pictures.
They do. They get that. You know, I was looking at, let's just say I'm making this story up, but I'm not. Mm-hmm. But there was a someone that I know had a bridal, what do you call it? Shower, baby shower. And it was so, I mean, it was so over the top. I mean, just ridiculously over the top. And then there was another pregnant woman there.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, she has to hate this right now.
Yeah.
Hoping, I mean, she was gonna be like, as good.
But because you know, it's just the psychology of it. Maybe it's just me, but I'm sitting there and I'm looking at what every person there gave that girl. And then I'm going to remember what I got at mine. Yep. I mean, for real, like this, I mean, she's like ready. Like she'll be anytime soon. I mean, she might've been crowning in the picture for all I know.
Oh, good Lord.
Like it was hard for her to even get there.
She wants a bigger diaper cake than what she got.
Yeah. But then, you know, she's just there in the corner and, you know, she's got her hand on her belly. Like, you know, they do. They do it to signify to you, hey, this is not COVID weight. This is not a beer gut. I am with child.
Mm-hmm. But if you do that at work, I'm still not going to talk about it.
You can't. Can't ask them the sex.
Can't do it.
Can't ask them if they know who the father is.
Can't do any of that stuff. Fart in the kitchen. I can't ask you if it was you.
No. You're supposed to take blame for it, said in the new handbook.
Pardon me. Yep.
Well, see, if you ask them the sex, they can't answer because all they can say is, ask me again in like 16 years.
If it's a client, you're supposed to say you did it.
Yeah, you might do that question.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
Yeah, what do we do? Just
like you did. Excuse me.
Just
like right here on paragraph 6A, addendum B. If you hear a client in the restroom saying there's no toilet paper, remove your shirt.
Oh, my God.
Pass it under the stall to them.
Ew.
You can cut it up into individual strips for extra credit.
That'd be nicer.
Yeah.
And give me someone's dirty shirt.
That's right. Take this one. It says unknown on the front of it. Ooh. We don't know what it is either.
I bet they ain't going to want that dirty shirt back.
Mm-mm. You had to read
it's even
heed.
Dirtier.
Did you tell management that you did indeed read that passage and you're cool with it?
I did. Mm-hmm. I CC'd everyone I was supposed to.
Yep.
All right. Am I good on another?
No.
No? Okay. No. All right.
We'll get you.
Then when we come back, I will read an email. And the Carolina Panther fans will get this. I appreciate creative people. So when we come back, we'll read a bunch of emails. For instance, this one from P1 Bianca Batuka Dump.
Dang it.
Wow.
What's up, Tisha Munga? We'll get into that next. A whole bunch more of The Rise Guys at AOL.com. Good morning, everybody.
The leaders of the P1 revolution, The Rise Guys. TheRiseGuys.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
I think rules suck, but...
Nine.
Yes, I saw a ghost once.
Paige.
Same old thing all the time.
And Fatboy.
Get some action.
The Rise Guys.
I want to grill your meat.
I'm going to cook your nuts.
I'm P1 Spatula. Like Dracula.
We said all this.
That's great.
That's the same here. As soon as my buddy lit his fart, I shot some lighter fluid near his crotch.
Like it's just one shot. Like as soon as he saw him do it.
Back and to the left. Back and to the left.
Oh, sure fun. Was painful.
I bet. That's
for a TikTok, man.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get
that? Did you see that one video that I thought I sent it in the group. I don't know, but it was a guy that he had an old school 3-wheeled golf cart. You know them that didn't have a real steering wheel on it. Had like movable arm.
Oh yeah.
He was making jumps in his backyard, like thinking that maybe Johnny Knoxville or somebody would see it or. I mean, like...
Was it one of the 3-wheel ones, right?
Yeah.
Taking off some sweet jumps.
Yeah, but, like, for TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
How could you make money off it? Like, you gotta...
I had a guy in my car a couple weeks ago explain to me how people make money off it.
Okay.
He was big into cryptos and TikToks, and he didn't stop talking the whole time, and I couldn't retain it because he never shut up. But he told me all about it.
Okay.
Is he going to rehab? Hurt his nose?
No. He was... He was from a country that produces a lot of cocaine, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We share a state capital with that country.
But I was most interested in the international child custody case he has going on currently for his kid rather than the stuff he was telling me about cryptos and TikTok. Huh. I was way more interested in international child custody proceedings.
That's crazy.
I feel like you're going to smack somebody in the back seat one day.
It might happen.
You brake check them.
Get out.
Oh, sorry. Somebody pulled out in front of us.
Get out of my car.
Darn speed bump. Okay. It's heart day.
Yeah, boys.
Apparently. I just figured it out. Okay. Let's get back into the sack. The Rise Guys at AOL.com. Dear TRG, that stands for the Rise Guys.
Mm-hmm.
I can't stand when people in the building put RG.
Yeah. The RGs.
The RGs.
I dang it. Quit doing that. That's why we're meeting, so you quit doing that.
I'm like, what? TF. Okay, dear TRG, we've been arguing about it at work for a week now. Do you think there will be a time when the upstate of South Carolina can support a major league pro sports team? Everybody says we're growing so fast, and some cities with teams really aren't that much bigger than our area. I hope it happens one day, and that's, of course, as I said earlier, from P1, Biaka Batuka Dump. Referring, I think, to the former Carolina Panther great.
I hope so. Tim Biaka Batuka.
Tisha Monga.
Man, I feel like not in our lifetime.
Nope.
No.
Mm-mm.
No. And, I mean, as far as the current major sports, nah, not a major league team, no.
Yeah, I'm wondering if somebody will lose some. Like, why are the Hurricanes in Raleigh? They should be in Charlotte.
Yeah, I don't know.
That is weird.
Look at the size of everything. Like, Oklahoma City is about 500,000 more people than this metro area.
Yeah.
And they got an NBA team.
And they're either like Oklahoma City, Norman is kind of like the same thing.
And Norman's also another, like, million people metro because of the college and all that. Yeah. So it'd be like an extra. So, again, it's double the size of this area if you count them both together.
And that's all they have is just NBA.
Mm-hmm.
We like to hoop and holler about stuff. Like, I remember when the Panthers coming to Charlotte.
Yeah.
Like, we wasn't even getting it. They're like, yeah, we'll call them the Carolina Panthers, but it's going to be in Charlotte. We'll give y'all training facilities. And people came out by the droves. I mean, there was like this rally I remember going to. That sounds weird to say, doesn't it? It was.
I didn't have to ask which one.
Yeah. It was the one, too. I got to meet Tony Dorsett and Johnny United that day. Yeah. It was so spectacular. But it was in Spartanburg, and there was sea and seas of people.
Yeah.
And then when they came, you know, the first season, they played it at Death Valley in Clemson, sold out. But then when they go up the road, well, they're gone now.
And they're not. Well, the big thing around here is you better be winning something or else we don't like you no more. We're definitely a front runner culture around here, but that's based on the last 35 years now, watching dudes run around in the fall wearing Clemson hats and run around in the spring wearing Duke hats.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think we can. I don't think it's, we could support that. No,
we wouldn't support it if we could. I don't think we could. And if we could, we wouldn't.
We could have got a G League.
Spartanburg's getting a minor league team. Hello. Yeah.
We didn't even try to get a G League team, mm-mm, which, you know, we probably would have gotten.
We had the Groove back in the day. Nobody went.
Yeah.
The in the NBDL back then. But remember, mm-hmm, when the Greenville Growl first came along? It was a big deal.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
People were excited. And then, sure, when they had that championship season, a lot of people went to the games. But other than that, nobody went to the games much.
That's a good point.
And plus with, I mean, look at it this way. You know, with the minor league team that we have baseball-wise, the only time they have real runs is when there's somebody rehabbing, there's a big-time huge prospect, or mm-hmm, it's Clemson and South Carolina playing each other and not even the team.
Yeah.
That's the biggest sellouts.
Yeah, yeah. They do well, like, you know, the cheap beer nights do very well,
yeah,
as they do.
Yeah.
But that's not about going to see baseball. It's about cheap beer.
Yeah. So,
but they've done a good thing because they realize that, well, we're in Greenville, and people ain't going to come watch baseball. We'll give them a bunch of stuff to do around it, and then they'll come to a baseball game and not watch baseball.
Sure, yeah, it's like a movie theater is not there. They're not making crap off the movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's why Atlanta Sports.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Fat boy quitting putting holes in the tubs of popcorn.
Uh-oh.
That's why Atlanta Sports has the same problem on a much larger scale, is that not very many people in Atlanta are from Atlanta. So when are the Braves going to have a packed house? When the Cubs come to town, because everybody in Atlanta is from Chicago.
Hmm.
Atlanta is considered like a horrible sports town.
Yeah, because everybody's a fan of the road team because they're all from there.
And the crime.
That too.
It's like the Chargers don't have a home field advantage because everybody in L.A. is somewhere else.
That's true.
Well, and look at all the teams that left California to go to Vegas.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, that's.
And the mayor don't even want the A's. She told him you should find a reason to stay in Oakland. Is now, like, I don't know anything about Vegas. I've never been. People are saying where that stadium at is going to be a major issue for traffic because it's right off the strip.
Oh, well, they got a wide open ass desert. Why not put it somewhere else then?
I know.
Where all the waitresses going to live?
Yeah.
All the go-go dancers.
Yeah.
Go-go dancers. I love that. Got a go-go bar.
I guess that stadium's going to have a roof on it since it's in Las Vegas and they play in summertime.
I don't know, actually.
Better. 117 degrees at first pitch.
Oh, my God.
It's tore down the Tropicana,
plus,
right?
Plus, who, like, anybody that's going to Vegas is not going there for a sporting event.
Uh-uh.
They're going there to gamble or
eat buffet.
Get married.
Yeah. Go look at the Spear. Going, oh, yeah, man, this is wild, dude.
You certainly not want to go catch the A's matinee at 1 p.m. or 4 p.m. or whatever time. You know, they aren't going to care.
Is it there for a sports book more than anything else?
Probably because of the gamblers, why they think it's a good idea. But they're still going to have a hard time drawing crowds, except the free tickets they give away on the strip.
Yeah.
They're going to have a hard time drawing crowds because there's so much stuff to do there.
Yeah, and as long as a game takes.
You could go to Butt Naked Cirque.
I mean,
how are you going to watch baseball when they got Butt Naked Cirque in town and buffets?
It's real. That's choices. A real thing.
Yep.
Then again, though, it's so hard to watch baseball on TV now. They might go to a game just to see one.
Mm-hmm. That is true.
It's, so I misread that. The Blue Man Group.
Oh. that makes more sense.
There have been a group of them, I suppose. Who knows? Mm-hmm. Who knows? All right. We'll get another one in here. The Rise Guys at AOL.com. And that one is this one right here. It says, I heard a segment you guys had about beating up old dudes. Like, which old dudes could you beat up and whatnot? Well, I had a similar situation with an old neighbor. Just one of those things where he talked and talked, and I told him to stop, but he didn't. He was about 70 at the time, and I was maybe 25. We were both drunk, but one thing led to another, and I popped him right in the nose a couple times. I mean, I got my damn shots in. Jeez. You know the weirdest part, though, that threw me? He started crying, like a kid with a skint knee. I didn't know how to react. You feel a lot worse when you punch somebody and make them cry. Hell, I'm still convinced about it, or confused about it, rather. And this only happened like 5 years ago. We aren't neighbors anymore. But why the hell did he cry? I bet nobody else has a story like this, huh? P1 Nobby.
That is weird.
Did he break his nose?
That would break my heart.
I've only seen it happen like once, like in an adult situation where they're crying.
Yeah.
Like I was picking my son up from school and I saw one of the teachers at recess got hit on top of the head with a football. And she just started like bawling just right on the spot. And I'm like, really? A football?
Like if an old, like, I mean, it, you know, if he's like a veteran type, you know, but when you think, oh, you know, a feeble, like 70-year-old man, like if he can punch me, I'm going to throw him off of me. I mean, I'm not going to strike a 70-year-old man.
Yeah, but some 70-year-old men are really fit.
That's what
still.
I'm saying.
Like, man, I saw this picture. A guy that we had on that list of an old man that would whoop our asses, he's now too old to do that. Let me figure out who that is. Look at that man.
Dr. D.
That's Clint Eastwood.
What?
Yeah, that's Clint Eastwood.
Bless him.
Good God.
I heard he has a house in North Carolina, does he?
He's like 94 now.
It's
I mean,
a surveillance shot. Where'd you get that at?
This is somebody took a picture of him at some theater somewhere.
Oh, my
God. He's still making movies, too.
He's still directing movies, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, he's now
look at our president.
He now looks like he's in his 90s, finally.
Bless him.
Oh, Clint.
Yeah, I think I could take him now.
Yeah, I think I could now.
Well, I told you about Ali. When you met him, that was the time to shadow box with him. You could have got a shot in right there.
Oh, yeah.
So you knocked
arm
out
wrestled
Ali.
Him. That was the best. We didn't really like. It was more for a photo.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just put him up here. I did. But he was doing magic tricks for everybody else. That was his big thing near the end. He loved doing magic for people.
Is that it? Like
where my nose went, he kept it.
That's cute.
Is that an age thing about the like? You think you'd stop crying at some point, right? When something like physically hurts.
I got punched in the nose one time, and I mean. I cried, but it was more or less like where I got hit.
Oh, you tear it up, yeah.
I mean, like say what it, I mean, it hurt like hell, but it wasn't like a hurt cry. It was more like, God, just hit me in the nose.
But yeah. You weren't going to be like.
Oh, no, I wasn't sobbing. It was more of a thing.
I get that. When I was a kid, man, I was prone to like, I'd get real mad. And then why am I crying? I'm just angry.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that was embarrassing on top of being mad.
Like, have you cried more from sadness or pain in your life?
Pain.
Oh.
Wow.
Sadness. It's hard to differentiate sometimes.
Sadness.
Sadness. Sadness. Yeah, sadness.
And your dad sees it, and he's like, dry it up, puss. Whatever else he'd call you. F word.
It was a different time.
Now I got to be careful because I'll be up early in the morning. I'll go in the bathroom. I'll just be sitting there reading stuff on X. And if I'm on the For You tab, man, I might see something that makes me well. Something just awful, sad, tragic, terrible thing that makes me get sad. So I got to watch out in the morning what I look at. You don't want to be sitting on the toilet at 2:30 in the morning and you start crying because you saw something just heartbreaking on a video.
You're already crying because you're on the toilet.
It's terrible.
Everybody else in the house is.
Start your day.
9 to get out of here. I'm trying to use the bathroom. You want to let me out? I'll talk about you. Okay. We will take a break here. When we come back, more of a guy who says, please don't say my name on the radio. But I'm going to because it's ridiculous that he said not.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
Actually, Fatboy asked me to not to read that email. And I won't. It's not about him or anything, but it's like, man, I felt bad
this
about it.
This kind of sucks.
It does. So we'll read it next. The Rise Guys at AOL.com. Good morning, everybody.
The Rise Guys rock.
Text The Rise Guys at 72341.
72341.
This is The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world.
Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Rise Guys P1 family. P1 means priority one. P1s listen at least an hour each day.
And P1s get to the point when they call in.
The Rise Guys morning show continues.
The Rise Guys.
Thank you. Ah, there we are.
There you go.
The Rise Guys at AOL.com. We've had some good email this morning. There's always good email.
Oh, yeah.
You texters. Yeah. Get up, get your game up. You don't say cool things like you want to grill our meat. I love that.
They couldn't even figure out who the pooper was. The Greenville pooper.
Somebody did.
Somebody did, yeah.
Somebody Long did. Text. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That one thing that guy said, he's like, look it up.
Yeah.
Oh, and they got the charge right, too. That's yeah. Right. They got the charge.
She was charged for public indecency.
Yeah, so well. The charge was listed as indecent exposure. You're right.
Yeah. Hey. My gosh. All right, here we go. The Rise Guys at AOL.com. Okay, you guys have done some jam up stuff the past couple months. Jam up. I feel like I can't keep up. I feel like I need to get caught up. The two segments I mainly want to know about is the girl who was waxing other girls for money and the nurse who lives in North Carolina now. I don't really have any questions other than, is there an update? I'd hate if I miss them. Keep it up. Ronald. Charlotte, North Carolina. He emails a lot. Thank you, Ronald.
We've got a lot of questions about both of those.
A lot.
A ton about both of those since they aired.
Yeah. There's one man that knows that answer.
Well, the girls were sisters. So they kind of went back to business as usual, you could say. She kind of smoothed it over with her.
So hopefully she's not injuring anybody else.
Well, she's still going to do it. But, you know, it's just one of those, you know, where people come on here and they're like, I'm going to call you out, but we're really going to work it out. I had to give you some public, you know, kind of humiliation for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So she says she swears she's going to be better at it. And she says she's going to keep putting money into it.
My chihuahua.
Because she was going to fund her business to get her own studio set up or whatever, wherever you bush hog at. Is that in a studio somewhere?
Wow.
So they're going to
wear those hats. We're going to bush hog.
Bushes.
Oh, man. Just real quick. Like, they had the Triple X convention this past weekend where they get all the porn stars together to take pictures of fans. And some of the shirts these guys were wearing at these were just ridiculous, man. This is nuts.
Yeah, I bet if you go to PornCon, you need to be on a list.
You know what's weird? Is the poses they'll do at PornCon. Like, they'll let you, like, jiggle their hooters and whatnot for a picture, and then one girl's just, like, bent over in front of a guy, and he's smiling real big. You could do that with Shatner when he was at SC Comic Con.
Dude.
That's worse than any flea market I've been to. I've been to some bad flea markets, man.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, the sister's good. I don't know about the nurse. I cannot get a hold of the nurse.
Did she move?
The one who was looking for, she needs to, her boyfriend told her not to stay here.
He's from Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
He wouldn't move down with her. She said, I'm moving. You come with me or not. And he said not.
And then every poking blank in the South was like, I'll take her out, man. Oh. I can't say swinging blank because I would say poking.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Like, what can we do to verify that we're going to get an up? I mean, there's not a way to.
No.
It's up to them if they decide they you know, it's like they get what they want. And then.
I will say this, though, is I don't, you know, I'm partly to blame for this myself. You just like, we get so much going on, you just don't always go get that update. Like, it's tough to chase them down sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you just forget.
Especially when they, when like, you got to really follow up and bug them about it.
Yeah. Like, hey, man, come on. Give us an update. Come on in. I don't have anything to give them. Like, I can't barter with them.
See, that's what I was going to say. You know, I think about, like, Maury, and not that I'm positioning ourselves in that way, but, like, they'd always have the update shows, and it was so always cool when it's like they bring them back on. But then they're, you know, they're, they're paying them also.
Yeah. Didn't they have to sign anything when they went on Maury? Guaranteeing them an update or something?
I don't remember.
You think about that?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I mean, there was. But, I mean, there's, you know, they have a budget for that kind of stuff.
Back then, too, it was also, like, you know, back when Maury still do his show? Did he quit?
I don't think so.
He does. He's, I mean, he's an old guy. He's, like, well into his late 80s probably by now, if not 90.
Maury.
But back then, it was easy to get people on TV and radio and stuff. Now it's harder.
It is true.
There's no payoff for, other than them to really get something done in their lives, like, you know, call somebody out or admit something.
Yeah.
There's not, well, like back then, and I know a lot of people are going to say, oh, some of the Springer ones were bits or whatever. Like, whatever. I think a lot of those people just maybe manufactured the stories to get the free trip to Chicago or wherever it's at.
Yeah.
But, like, all we're doing is calling them.
Yeah.
They're not getting any, even if they're doing it for social media fame or whatever, like, it's on the radio.
Do you remember Brittany from Morganton was on Jerry Springer?
Nope.
She was on an episode. She was telling us about
it. Oh, man, I miss her.
What happened to her?
I don't know.
Is it? Does anybody else get that way where you don't hear from, you know, a more what's the word? All listeners matter. That's a shirt.
Oh.
No, I'm kidding.
Hang on now.
But like,
down the hall,
there's some that you remember more than others. And then when you don't hear from them a while, you're like, oh, gosh.
Yeah, I used to take it personally, but not so much anymore.
Yeah. I mean, well,
I just wonder if they're still alive.
People are nutty takes in, but people drop off too, like Sean the Bomb and Wonderful Grandma. Mm-hmm. I heard from them in a long time.
God, Sean the Bomb, I knew he had his business going, man.
Yeah.
And he was fighting people in his front yard.
Backyard.
Either his business is going very well or not. We ain't heard from him. So it's one extreme or the other.
True.
Tell us about the fights, at least. You got any matches going?
Backyard.
He was fighting.
That's what we should do. We should put out, like, a not a bounty, but some kind of wanted APB each week. Yeah. We're looking for updates from these people. If you know them. We haven't heard from Sean the Bomb in a while. Brittany from Morganton. Love to Spellenberg you again.
You know why you don't hear from certain people? Because, you know, just don't give away as much stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
So. Two just came to mind.
Yeah.
You know who's consistent? Bojangles, man. It might be a little while before you hear from him, but he always chimes in.
Yeah, you hear from Bojangles. You hear from Nutty. Nutty every day on the text line.
Yeah. Nutty. Sometimes you get to No Nuts Nate.
Yeah.
You know, he's here or there.
Haven't heard from Four Ball Paul in years.
Well, not since he left for the Air Force. Mm. Oh. Somebody just asked this question. Yes, Vince
passed away.
Yes.
Back in 2018, right before Christmas.
Yeah, and then last year we lost Fred the Freak.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we did.
Oh, yes. I forgot about that one. Oh, that's not a good road to go down.
How's everyone getting old?
What if you see people now that you don't remember their name?
Like, Nine taught me the thing. Good to see you again.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, it's
you.
Good to see you.
It's somebody you quasi hung out with at a few events. I'd say even consistently for a couple of years. Like, I should know your name, but I don't because you didn't come around for like 10 years.
Yeah, there was a bunch of those back in the day. A whole bunch of them.
For real. Yeah. But I mean, that's, look at your life of people you used to hang out with every weekend and you don't see them anymore.
Yeah, some of them you've forgotten all about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, there's people I hung out with regularly for years. Right now I can't remember who they are, that they even exist.
And people move away, and you just never hear from them again.
True.
Yeah, I'm not as social, so that's cool. If I don't have to hear from him, that's fine.
You haven't been since 04.
Have you ever been?
Old school P1 named P1T Cookies. Like, what about Cocaine Stepdaughter? Ain't heard from him in been like 2 years probably.
Down in the van by the river.
Yeah.
In the van. I thought he moved, or he talked about moving.
Oh, God, now they're asking about P1 Austin on the text line. Oh. So you challenge the texters. Now they're pulling out everybody they can remember from deep down in the recesses.
Blind Josh.
P1 Austin.
A blind P1 Blind Luck.
No, the last we ain't heard from Austin in years because we did that tattoo gig in Lenore, which is where he was from. Oh, yeah. And he didn't show up to that, and we went up there, and that's been 5-6 years ago, and that would have been the last time we heard from him.
Hell on Wheels too, long time since.
Oh,
heard from
Casey,
him.
Yeah.
Yeah,
man,
P1 Hell on Wheels,
sweetheart of a guy, he's fun.
And I heard that P1 Bluesman passed away.
Oh no, from Townville, he's a nice guy.
He was.
Oh my, really?
He had a great voice, real cool dude.
Oh no, he died. That sucks. I remember the voice now. He was good.
Yeah.
I remember Jeff in Townville, too. You suck ass.
What about which one called him the mayor of Townville?
I don't remember.
He had the same name as the mayor.
Yeah.
So we just would act like he was the real mayor.
I don't know they had a mayor in a long time.
Oh, he just called himself the mayor.
Because my grandparents were from there. They didn't have a mayor.
Okay.
That's funny.
They didn't have a justice of the peace at one point. He was in the family.
You had a justice of the peace in your family?
Well, not by blood, no.
Okay.
Nobody in law enforcement was ever on blood relatives to me, no. My marriage only.
That's awesome.
My blood relatives are all on the other side of the law.
Yeah, I mean, we will do the updates as we can, and for those long time, I mean, yeah, that's so tough. But then what if they text in? Yeah, well, they wouldn't text in. Hey, I heard you were talking about it. I don't listen to you anymore.
Hey, I've been out, man. What's been going on?
I noticed a lot's changed, guys.
I love that. I love the lean in too. Like,
what happened to that bald headed guy? Oh, Mark, he still works here.
Jeez.
You know, yeah. I just having some fun.
Yeah.
I'm here.
Here's a text. I'm going to Myrtle. We're gonna find some jazz cabbage.
What's that?
You find that before you leave. You're driving. It's fine.
Yeah, if you get it down there, it's going to be laced with, like, taffy or...
Mm-hmm,
like, I have not heard that.
I've never heard that.
Ever.
I've never heard it.
Yeah, weed.
Yeah.
But I haven't heard that in forever. Jazz cabbage.
That's crazy. That's fun.
That's one letter away from being something completely different.
Yes, it is.
That's funny.
Cabbage. Is that what you're thinking?
Cabbage.
Cabbage.
All right, I'm going to do another one.
No, you ain't neither.
Oh. You suck.
You suck so bad.
You suck ass.
Oh. Well, fine. We won't talk about World War III. That's actually probably good. I mean,
that's
gosh.
Awful.
Oh.
War.
I mean, there's enough of that everywhere else.
Yeah, let some other people fight for a little bit. Now, I know they're waiting to get our, artillery to fight with. Yeah. And I'm sure it's coming.
It ain't as close to popping off as people want it to be, though. People want it want that for some reason, but... If you take a step back and look at it, it ain't about to happen like that. There's way too many reasons not to do it. There's way more reasons not to do it than there is to do it on all sides.
There will – and I'm trying to speak this into existence, but I truly do not think there will ever be a nuclear attack.
Oh, my God.
I don't. It's absurd to even – if they – No one is going to, no more will people bomb in that way because the get is either the land or the resources.
Yeah.
They're not.
They'll destroy it all.
I truly don't believe it. I believe that the possibilities are there.
Plus, if you do one now, you're going to get one back.
Instantaneously.
Yes. Yeah. So you do one now, you might get 10 back.
Now, are there world leaders out there that are like, I call it suicidal passionate. Mm-hmm. Or suicidal passion,
yeah.
Where they're like, I'm going to get my way, and even if it means my demise, I mean, there's been some of those in history, where they're, I'm going to get my way, neighbor, and then, they don't care. Mm. But I think the world spins on chaos,
mm-hmm.
And as long as, ever since any type of nuclear talk has been, that's been the mainstay. Getting people all antsy, and I just say if we stand together and say we don't believe it.
And in the Middle East, if I poke you, you're gonna poke me back.
Oh yeah,
and the pokes are big, but
You should see the ones in Italy.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yes, Jim. All right. We will take a break. When we come back, Fatboy had an observation today. I observed as well, and I was like, "That's wild, dude."
Something's got to be said, right?
Something needs to be said.
Okay, then say something.
All right, we will talk about prom dresses when we return.
Oh no!
Good morning, everybody.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.